USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced Sunday that he would not support the For the People Act, a sweeping elections bill that is supported by his Democratic colleagues. In an op-ed published in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Manchin said that the partisan support of the bill concerns him, and he instead supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is more widely supported. He told CBS's Face the Nation that he's pushing the Voting Rights Act because it already has bipartisan support.
We have two bills before us, okay? We have the Voting Rights Act, which has passed over five times in our history here since 1965 in a most bipartisan way. And now we name it appropriately the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. We can expand that to all 50 states. We can do so much more with that. And it's starting out to be bipartisan. I have Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska sign on in a bipartisan way. And we can work on that one, which truly does protect the voting rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Georgia's Republican Party has censured the state's top election official. Jeremy Scott explains.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censuring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The resolution says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epic Times reports that Republicans accused Raffensperger of, quote, undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits and disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud occurring in the 2020 election. The state election board, which he chairs, has sent dozens of election fraud cases to prosecutors. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gasoline prices remained virtually the same this week, increasing only half a penny for a national average of $3.05 a gallon. John Clemens has more.
That $3.05 figure is actually up 9 cents a gallon from a month ago and $1.02 from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what motorists can expect as we enter the summer driving season.
For now, motorists shouldn't expect much increase nor decrease as global supply and demand factors remain relatively steady. Prices over July 4 in the weeks ahead will likely be similar to today's levels, barring any unforeseeable developments that may affect supply and demand.
Across the country, Texas has the lowest statewide average of $2.67, while California has the highest at $4.20 a gallon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge the group to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said that getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the United States. The World Health Organization says more than 1.5 billion doses have been administered worldwide so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.